This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Aiman and Lynn. And joining us in the studio for the market wrap is Nadira Matrang. So, the Bank of England is planning to conduct the world's stiffest climate stress test on banks and insurers in the UK. The test would allow the bank to quantify climate change risks to the financial system for the first time. What's the story there, Nadira?
So, the stress test will look 30 years into the future just to see the long-term impact of climate change on businesses. And the firms will be tested against three different scenarios in which they will take early intervention, late, or no action at all to meet emission targets. So the companies will then submit the risks they face and the actions they expect to take in response to the threat. The results will be published in the second quarter of 2021. There will be no pass or fail mark and no individual firm will be named and shamed.
So that sounds easier said than done, right? But the media is saying that this project could ultimately result in banks and insurers having to hold more capital to do certain kinds of businesses.
Well, the test is basically to see how climate change affects financial assets. If we take the Australian bushfires for an example, let's say after many years, insurers decide that the houses there are insurable because of the fire risk. So a house that cannot be insured is actually worth a lot less than one that can. This means the price goes down and it would have less worth than the mortgage that the owner has taken out. So the bank that offered that mortgage is left with a big loss, and so are all the other banks. A BBC report likened this scenario to having an Australian financial crisis altogether. So that is one way just to simplify this.
Moving on to Bursa, Inari Amatran Berhad was a decliner in focus today. What's happening on the counter?
The Edge reports that the drop could be due to news of US chipmaker Broadcom selling off its radio frequency unit, and this may impact Inari's contract book as Broadcom is one of their major customers. The move also suggests that the Apple supplier could be moving away from its roots as a semiconductor maker. It's also reported that Apple could be a potential buyer of the RF unit, and analysts are saying if Apple is the buyer and decides to load more volume, this would benefit Inari. But if they decide to keep Broadcom for its own use, then customer concentration risk might increase. So at the close today, Inari fell 14.4% at RM1.61.
Nadira, thank you very much for the market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.